Welcome. You are now listening to the Reporting Accounts podcast. We are leading UK business intelligence, offering both free and paid insights into the accounts of more than 4.8 million UK companies. Our podcasts cover news and events from the UK financial markets and community and much more. Visit our website at www.reportingaccounts.com. And now over to your host for today's podcast, Adrian Lawrence, our resident in-house finance professional.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast from Reporting Accounts. Today I'm talking about a news story which is the pressure auditors are under at the moment. The UK has had three lockdowns and it has been very, very disruptive for the usual process of auditing accounts. Typically, the auditors come in for a week or 2 weeks on site and spend time going through the books, verifying invoices, talking to the accounts team, and digging into the ledgers. Of course, with the lockdown and home working, this presents a whole series of issues. Firstly, offices are often closed, and staff are working remotely, and access is then more difficult to accounting systems. The auditors around the world and in the UK have responded by being really innovative. We've got stories of drones being used to film stock takes, and you've got staff walking around with two mobile devices which are streaming live to auditors working remotely, and they're verifying the geolocation of the devices and asking questions about stock in that sort of remote way. Of course, it is difficult though. Remote working isn't quite the same as the usual process, so there is something of a backlog building up, and it's hard for auditors and boards to cope with that, because the city, particularly with floated companies, it always gets very nervous when there's any delay in the release of audited accounts, interims or year ends, and that can be quite challenging, because even though there may actually be no issues, getting everything done on time when some of your staff are actually off with COVID tests, positive tests, and not working, is quite a logistical problem. So the bean counters have got their hands full at the moment, and this period now from Christmas through till sort of March, April, is really known as the busy period, when more audits and year ends get processed, and it also coincides with the year end personal tax deadline at the end of January, then the tax year end at the 5th of April. So a busy time all round, but basically the auditing and accountancy profession have done very well to keep up the activity in the right way. Okay, thank you for listening to today's podcast. To learn more about Reporting Accounts, please visit our website, which can be found at www.reportingaccounts.com, where you'll find information and insights into more than 4.8 million companies. Thank you.